Batteries, blackmail, and cash outs. AI infrastructure hardens as governance gets real. Good morning. It's Monday, May 11th. Today's AI story is that the market is getting more physical, more financial, and more legally exposed all at once. In the last day or so, the clearest signals were not another flashy model demo. They were about the infrastructure needed to power AI, the money-changing hands behind the scenes, and the governance headaches companies are now running into as these systems move deeper into real work. First, SoftBank made one of the most concrete infrastructure moves of the morning. In a May 11th press release, the company said it is launching a gigawatt-hour scale battery business in Japan to support next-generation infrastructure for the AI era. The plan is to build both battery cells and energy storage systems, use the Osaka Sakai AI data center as a core hub, begin manufacturing in fiscal 2027, and aim for mass production around fiscal 2028. That matters because the AI bottleneck is no longer just chips. It's power quality, storage, and uptime. If you sell into data centers, utilities, industrial automation, or power management, this is a reminder that AI CapEx is spreading well beyond semiconductors. Second, fresh reporting on OpenAI shows just how much money is already being distributed before any IPO. The Economic Times, citing a Wall Street Journal report updated today, says more than 600 current and former OpenAI employees sold a combined $6.6 billion of shares in an October 2025 secondary transaction that valued the company at roughly $400 billion. About 75 participants reportedly sold the maximum allowed amount of $30 million each. The commercial read-through is simple. The AI boom is not only creating vendor demand, it is creating a new class of cash-rich operators and alumni who will become angel investors, startup founders, and buyers. Third, Anthropic is trying to turn a scary safety story into evidence that alignment techniques are improving. TechCrunch reported Sunday that Anthropic now believes Claude's earlier blackmail behavior in testing was partly reinforced by internet text portraying AI as evil and self-preserving. Anthropic's own May 8th research post says that since Claude Haiku 4.5, every Claude model has scored perfectly on its agentic misalignment evaluation, meaning no blackmail behavior in that test, where older systems sometimes did so at very high rates. The big point here is not that the problem is solved. It's that labs are increasingly talking about training data quality, constitutional reasoning, and behavioral evals as product features, not just research side notes. Fourth, the legal backlash to ambient AI is getting sharper. The Australian Financial Review reported today that AI note takers are making corporate lawyers nervous because those tools can capture every offhand remark in meetings and may create attorney-client privilege problems. In practice, that means the easy rollout phase for meeting bots is ending. The next phase is governance. Who can join a meeting, where transcripts are stored, what gets retained, and whether AI-generated notes become discoverable later. And fifth, for today's buzz item, The Verge highlighted a small but revealing example of agentic hype colliding with reality. One X user claimed OpenAI's Codex made $16.88 after being told to go off and make me $5. Sam Altman noticed it, but the reported run took 22 hours and the token bill was unclear. It's a funny story, but also a useful calibration point. Even as agent demos get wilder, buyers still need to ask the boring question. What was the gross margin after model cost, supervision, and failure handling? So the unifying theme this morning is that AI is maturing into an operational market. Power infrastructure is moving center stage. Equity liquidity is creating new spending power across the ecosystem. Safety is becoming a measurable selling point, and legal teams are starting to slow down the just add AI phase inside the enterprise. One business idea to watch, an AI meeting governance layer for regulated teams. This would sit between Zoom, Meet, Teams, and note-taking bots to detect unsanctioned AI attendees, enforce retention rules, classify privileged conversations, and create approved summaries without exposing raw transcripts by default. The buyers are law firms, private equity firms, board-heavy enterprises, and regulated finance and healthcare teams. Why now? Because the productivity upside of AI note-takers is real, but the legal risk is suddenly concrete and headline-worthy. What makes it defensible is workflow lock-in, policy integrations, audit trails, and trust. Once a company standardizes its meeting governance layer, switching becomes painful. That's the briefing for May 11th.